Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph and Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph is going to teach some additional rules when it comes to Hallel. Says the Mishnah, Makom Shenoagu Lichpol Yichpol, that is, if you're in a place where the people follow the minhag, they have the custom to repeat each of the last nine psukim of the last parak of Hallel Kuf Yud Ches, then one should follow the minhag and they should repeat these verses. Again, we're talking about the word, the section starting with Otcha Ki Anisani and so on. We have this group of psukim that we often repeat, and that's certainly our minhag. And the Mishnah is saying that if you're in a place where that's the minhag, that's what you should do. Lifshod, yifshod, if you're in a place where the custom is to say each of these verses only once, then you should follow that minhag as well and say them only once. Levarech acharav, yivarech acharav. If you're in a place where the custom is to recite the bracha after Hallel, then follow the minhag and recite the bracha after Hallel. Hakol keminhag medina, says the Mishnah. It should all be done based on the local minhag, the local custom of where you are. Now returning back to the halachos of the Arba Minim, says the Mishnah, Lokeach lulav mechaver b'shvias. If a person buys the Arba Minim from his friend, who is an Amar, he's not a very learned person, you cannot be trusted to observe certain halachos during the Shemitah year, says the Mishnah, no sin lo esrog matana. The buyer must insist that the seller give him the esrog as a gift, lefisha ein rashai lilakcha b'shvias, because he's not allowed to buy it during Shemitah, that an esrog that grew during the Shemitah year is considered to be holy, and any money paid to buy it becomes a holy as well, gains a certain level of kedusha, as we learned in Maseches Shviyos, and must be treated in a certain way. The Chachamim therefore prohibited buying an esrog of Shviyos from an Amaretz, because the Amaretz might not treat the money as he should. So again, he has to take it as a gift. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Says the Mishnah, as we cite two decrees that were issued by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Says the Mishnah, Barishona Hayelulav Nitla B'Mikdash Shiva, originally when the Beis HaMikdash still stood, the Arba Minim was taken in the Beis HaMikdash on all of the 7 days of Sukkot, Uva Medina Yomachad, and in the areas out of the Beis HaMikdash, it was taken only on one day, on the first day of Sukkot. However, says the Mishnah Mishachara, Beis HaMikdash, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, his skin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehi Lulav Nithal ben Medina, Shiva Zecher LeMikdash. Excuse me, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at that point, instituted a decree that the Arba Minim must be taken even outside of the Beis HaMikdash on all 7 days of Sukkot in commemoration of what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also issued a gezeirah, a decree at that time, regarding the biblical prohibition against eating what we refer to as chadash, grain of the new crop, before the Karban Omer was brought. Now, on a midaraisa level, the chadash, the new crop, is allowed to be eaten as soon as, again, the Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai established what must be done after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the Karban Omer offering was no longer brought. Says the Mishnah, V'sheyehei yom haneif kulo aser. Any decree that the new crop is forbidden the entire day of waving. What does that mean? So the entire second day of Pesach, when the Karban Omer used to be waved in the Beis HaMikdash, that entire day, the chadash, the new crop, is aser, and then beyond that point, it becomes permissible again. In the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Karban Omer is not brought, on a midaraisa level, you're allowed to eat the new crop early in the morning of the 16th of Nisan. But again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed that it remains prohibited until that night. He was concerned that if the Jewish people would be allowed to eat the new crop early in the morning of the 16th of Nisan, then they might continue to do so even after the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and that would be an Isser Midaraisa, a biblical prohibition, a biblical transgression, a biblical Aveira, because when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the new crop remains forbidden until after the Karban Omer is brought. Quick review, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph taught us that when it comes to Hal, if you're in a place where the minog is to say these psukim at the end of Kuf Yud Ches twice, say them twice. If you're in a place where the minog is to say them once, say them once. If you're in a place where the minog is to say a bracha after Halal, again, that's Armin, that's what we do, you should do that. If you're in a place where the minog is not to do that, don't do that. Again, it says the Mishnah, HaKol Kaminog HaMedina, everything should be based on the local minog of where you are. Then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if a person buys a lulav, and again, when we say lulav, we mean the arba minim, from his friend who was an amaretz during the Shemitah year, then the buyer must insist that the seller give him the esrog as a gift. And again, when we say the esrog, we mean the arba minim, lifi she'ein rasha likho b'shvius, because again, he's not allowed to buy it during the Shemitah year. And we're nervous that an esrog that has this level of kedusha of the Shemitah year was not treated in the way that it's supposed to be treated. And then Berak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Bez taught us two gezeros. Yud Bez taught us two gezeros of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Number one, originally, when the Beis Hamikdash was still standing, the Arba Minim was taken in the Beis Hamikdash in all 7 days. Outside of the Beis Hamikdash, it was taken. It was taken only 1 day, but once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that the Arba Minim be taken even outside of the Beis HaMikdash in all 7 days of Sukkot, and again outside of Eretz Yisrael, it would be 8 days. The second gzeirah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is that the Chodesh, the new crops, cannot be eaten the entire day of the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, because we're concerned that once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and you can't eat the Chadash until after the Karban Omer is brought on that day, people are just going to eat it early in the morning and not wait for the Karban to be brought. Have a great day.